Singer-songwriter S.G. Goodman has been hailed as one of the most evocative voices to emerge from the American South in recent years. Raised in the small river town of Hickman, Kentucky, Goodman blends rock, country, and folk into songs that wrestle with faith, identity, and the meaning of home. I spoke with her recently about her new album, Planting by the Signs, and she played one of her new songs in studio as part of our arts and culture series, Canvas. S.G. Goodman, welcome to the NewsHour.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. You grew up in the small town of Hickman, Kentucky, mm-hmm. in a small farming family in the Southern Baptist tradition. Mm-hmm. What about that upbringing shaped your worldview and your desire to perform music?
Well, you know, a lot of people ask me when my first concerts were, and I always respond, I went to 3 a week at church. And, you know, there's a lot of different ways you can be introduced to music, but that's how I feel like I learned how to sing. So I would associate different ways of singing with actual people. And I think that has made me look at music a lot differently. And I feel like it was pretty special.
This album, the title Planting by the Signs, it draws from that old practice of timing planting to the lunar cycle. Mm-hmm. Why did you root this album in that belief?
Well, I have nieces and nephews, and, you know, I think there's a certain part in everybody's life when you look around and you're like, oh, I'm getting older, and it just kind of hit me that I was going to be the story keeper and be the one who also passes them down. My family practice by the signs, but in a passive way. They weren't, you know, saying, oh, we're doing this because the signs are in the head. It was just, I think, something that was told by their grandmothers, and that was the way it was taught to me. I wanted to put this in the medium of music so that not only maybe my nieces and nephew could experience it in a different way, but other people could come across this old belief system.
Tell us more about it for people who aren't familiar with Planting by the Zodiac. What does it involve?
Just to put it simply, it is, you know, the moon affects water, so anything comprised of water. A lot of people noticed or believed there were different outcomes of things done at different moon phases. And this isn't just about planting. I mean, my brother, he cuts his hair by the signs.
Really?
Yes. And, you know, shingles on your house, old wooden shingles, during certain moon phases, say like in a moist phase of the moon, old people would say they might curl up. So there's a lot to it, more than just planting crops. Many cultures have practiced this, but I was really interested in how it is still prevalent in the South and Appalachia, especially.
Some of these songs, structurally, they defy convention. Some drift beyond the verse and the chorus. Mm-hmm. There's silence, there's a lot of breath in others. Was that intentional?
I think I've made a decision before writing this album that I was going to chase the story in every song and really let the song kind of lead the way. And if it turned out to be 9 minutes, then that's what the song wanted. But, you know, I really wanted to showcase storytelling in my songs. And I think that that's what they naturally wanted to do.
The song you're about to perform, I'm in Love, what inspired it?
Well, you know, probably love. I would say that's a good start. But I had a friend, another artist, who kind of pointed out to me that, you know, maybe I should try writing a happy love song for once. And I got pretty goofy with it. You know, name dropped Walmart in there, which I feel like is an ode to my rural community and upbringing. And I just had fun with it. I love the song, and I'm excited to share it with y'all.
S.G. Goodman, the album is Planting by the Signs, and this is I'm in Love.
All the
those early birds now singing like the late night talking fool. I've been trespassing on my neighbors, swimming naked through their pools. Well, I've forgotten all my friends, but I know they can tell. Conversations in the checkout line at the grocery store, telling my whole life now to strangers in a way I've never done before. Yeah, and I'm dancing in my kitchen, singing into spoons. Build a good life, nailing down shingles in the right sign, no curling in the daylight. All I